I remember doing an interview with somebody, and I must have said it once, more than once, or I wrote it myself somewhere, but I specifically remember saying or writing words to the effect of, if I ever direct a movie that I didn't write, it's just because I'm paying off a mortgage, or I must have a big mortgage or something like that. And my I'm not. It's not. It's weird. It's like that's something I said when I was younger. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, do I have to hold myself accountable for what I said then? Or am I allowed to change my opinions and grow and change my mind and shit like that? And then finally one day I was just like, you know what? You're never going to please everybody with what you do. Might as well just kind of please yourself.
When was that?
I think I figured that out. I figured that out early on, but I never put it into practice, you know, and until fairly recently. And now I'm just like, no, it all came from, I'll tell you where it became the strongest. I was able to break my tie with the internet, kind of, around Zach and Miri. Because Zach and Miri, I just couldn't, by the time the movie came out, I was just like so on pins and needles that I didn't want to read any of the reviews for the first time. Like, I read some of the reviews, in fact, all the reviews that came out of the Toronto Film Festival. But when the movie came out, I never read any of the reviews. Because I was so like, I don't want to know what they think because I like it too much, and I don't want to know if they think it sucks or blah, blah, blah. So I skipped those. You know, I'd read enough in Toronto where, like, I got a sampling of really good stuff and I got a sampling of really bad stuff, so I felt like between the 8 or 10 reviews I read out of Toronto, I pretty much got the lay of the land for how it would go during the theatrical release. But then when the, you know, movie opened poorly, it flat out opened poorly. Mm-hmm. It opened like the Friday, it was like $2 million. And it's like, $2 million for a Seth Rogen movie? What happened? And then, you know, that was Halloween day. And then Saturday and Sunday, the numbers went up. So we wound up having like a $10 million opening. But this was after people from other studios were like, there's no way this movie doesn't make at least $60 million. So it didn't.
I think it's a Halloween film, right? Is that what?
It wasn't. We didn't open against a Halloween film, I don't think. I mean, we opened against like a PG-13 kid scare or something like that. But nothing really, nothing heavy. Like, High School Musical 2 was number one movie that weekend. We were number two, and they had been out already for a whole week.
That's your crowd, right? That's the same.
We're always playing to the people. Anyone who loves Vanessa Hudgens loves what we do, man, because we all love bush shots. Anyway, it was kind of a weird time for me where I was like, I felt that Friday, $2 million, I hear that we made $2 million. I was just like, I can't go back to the internet. It was like, oh, I can never show my face on the internet again. I said, I'll get shredded. I'm going to get killed for like making the lowest grossing Seth Rogen movie and blah, blah, blah. And so I didn't, like, for the whole month, for all of November, I like barely went online. Played a lot of online poker and wrote a lot, but didn't go online and read anything. Didn't, you know. And it kind of broke me of it in a weird way.